A tripping teenager went on a school groping spree. A gym for rattlesnakes opens to fight high obesity rate among reptiles. And a DJ was killed for playing boring music. These weird stories are what's coming to you. This is Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. Let's do it. A tripping teen went on a school groping spree. A 15-year-old student, apparently tripping on acid, groped the breasts of three school staffers and then tried to strangle a nurse with her stethoscope, all while yelling, "I'm an Avenger! I'm an Avenger! I'm an Avenger!" That's according to the police, who charged the juvenile with an assortment of crimes, including assault and gross sexual imposition. Ooh, gross sexual imposition. The teenager's meltdown, the cops say, happened at the Liberty High School in Liberty Township, just outside of Youngstown. The student first grabbed a female teacher's breasts, quote, roughly, in a painful manner, prompting her to scream for help while telling the boy, "Do not touch me!" The teen then ran away, fled the building, but was brought back inside by a school resource officer. After mumbling about big tits and making incoherent comments, the student then pushed the school secretary against the wall and grabbed her breasts and buttocks as well. "Come here, bitch," the boy announced before pawing the woman, according to the police report. This is a very detailed police report about... that's been just now... I mean, they just... I'm always astounded, but the details of police reports just get released like this. The actual quotes, "Come here, bitch, I like your titties." They just put it out there. As the resource officer struggled to handcuff this student, he lunged at the school's principal and aggressively groped her breasts. My goodness, this guy is just on a titty hunt. Man, I mean, I've taken LSD before and never did I want to go on a boob quest. I was too busy, like, talking to trees and plants and stuff. So the student was eventually placed into the back of a police cruiser where he licked the vehicle's windows. You probably get him a job as a doorbell licker. They're hiring. He also kicked through a partition window. The students, who told the paramedics that he had taken LSD, later claimed that the hallucinogenic was provided to him by his dog. What, are these kids tripping too? I don't understand. Yeah, he took acid and he got it from his dog. He must have told them that. Because, I mean, while being examined at the hospital, the teen began yelling, "I'm an Avenger!" and allegedly tried to strangle a female nurse with a stethoscope. This is following him yelling, "Big tits! Big titties!" at the police officers. The student was transported to the Juvenile Justice Center where he was detained on various charges, resisting arrest, etc. The teen's vaping device was also seized by the cops and sent to the police lab to be tested for any possible narcotics. I'm going to say that he's on more than LSD. I mean, you don't act like this on LSD. This is like, you act like this on alcohol. This is, or bath salts, right? This isn't an LSD situation. I'm speaking from experience, okay? I've done it enough to know you don't attack police on LSD. It's not... Even if you have a bad trip, you're not going to attack a police officer. I'm just telling you, it's not going to happen. One in a billion gazillion, it would, maybe. But I seriously doubt it. There's other stuff involved in this equation. They just haven't got to the bottom of it yet. I should be a narcotics detective, because I'll tell you. I can look at the behavior of somebody, and I'll tell you what they're on. Just like that guy that was licking the doorbell for 3 hours, that was ecstasy. I know that. I can see the behavior and tell you what the chemicals are. And occasionally I'm like, oh, see what they're on? They're on Florida. That's what they're on. Yep, they're riding high on that Florida. This guy's on Florida. This student's on Florida. That's what's happening here. This is a total Florida chemical. Whatever it is. He got it from his dog. He snorted some Florida during breakfast and then went on a titty-grabbing spree and punched a police officer, all while yelling, "Titties!" A gym for rattlesnakes opens up to fight the high obesity rate among captive reptiles. I had no idea they had such a high obesity rate, these poor captive reptiles. A gym has been devoted to keeping venomous snakes and other reptiles from getting fat. and it was unveiled this week to widespread disbelief on social media. Now, this is in Australia. The Melbourne Zoo is calling it a, quote, world first water gym for reptiles, and celebrated the opening with a video of a rattlesnake, a diamondback rattlesnake, splashing around in a filtered spa with inline heating and hydro pumps to add a sauna-like current. They get to chill in hot tubs, these snakes? This is what life's brought them? I don't even get to hang out in hot tubs and saunas. And I'm a person that tries in the world. I try in the world. The snake gets to have a luxury sauna-like experience. This is crazy. IFL Science covered the opening of this gym this week, writing that the facility is surely the first in the world created to fight snake obesity. Is this what we're doing with our money? I mean, how many times have I been on the show and I'm like, hey, rich people, do you not know what to do with your money? Because I can tell you what to do with your money. That should just be my job. I should just tell people what productive shit they can do with their billions, because it seems like there's too many billionaires that are bored and they don't have any direction. I'm going to pay for a gym for rattlesnakes. This is... A lot of reptiles are ambush predators, says reptile keeper Alex Mitchell. If they don't have to chase their prey, they become sedentary and quite prone to obesity. Yeah, no shit. Why don't you let them go? What the hell are you hanging on to them for? God, I do not support zoos. Let these reptiles go, or kill them and eat them. Either one. What are you sticking them in a glass case for? And then now they're fat and you got to buy it and build a, you know, $100,000 gym? Like, you're stupid. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Not really, but the Melbourne Zoo says on its website that the gym is revolutionary. Yeah, it's revolutionary because you have just struck down the barriers of stupidity, Melbourne Zoo. That's how revolutionary it is. It's revolutionary in its ability to keep reptiles fit and healthy while improving muscle tone and endurance. Oh, are you going to give... Are they going to do a beauty contest too? Snakes are going to be flexing on a stage and you're going to give them an award? This is so dumb. Prior to opening it, the zoo staff encouraged the snakes to swim and exercise in a bucket of water. Oh, how do you encourage snakes to swim? There you go, buddy. Come on. Do a few laps. The snake's like, let me go, asshole. You've taken me out of my habitat where I was doing just fine. I got plenty of exercise. I didn't eat every day, but I ate enough. I didn't kill too many humans. And then you put me in this cage. And now you're pissed that I'm obese? Dummies. The new gym is open to the... it's not open. Unfortunately, it's not open. It's closed to the public, but it does allow lizards and turtles. So in addition to the snakes, the lizards and the turtles are getting exercises. Oh, they're also hiring some personal trainers for the turtles. I'm kidding. This is ridiculous. The social media response about this story has been... It's been a bunch of people that are dumbfounded, as you can imagine. Same as me. Here's some quotes. Exactly what we need, a quicker, stronger, more agile snake, said no one ever. Yeah, that's right. Why would you try to make snakes stronger and faster? Out of interest, how do you know if they don't want to swim? The zoo staff actually responded to some of these questions. How do you know if they don't want to swim? The zookeeper said, you look for behavior that indicates a rattlesnake or lizard is actually enjoying itself in the water. Yeah, sure. Sign me up for that. I'm going to get up all close to a rattlesnake's face to make sure it's smiling. See if it's enjoying the workout. What a happy rattlesnake looks like, the zookeeper was unable to explain. No shit. This person shouldn't even have a job. Really. This is just like... I'm not saying any job at all. I'm saying this reptilian zoo should just go away. If you're in Australia and you want to see reptiles, you could just walk anywhere. They're everywhere. Like, what do you need to... Why are you holding them in a cage for? And then having to get personal trainers in there to work them out because they're totally obese. You dummies. Sorry. A DJ was killed for playing boring music. This is just sad. According to multiple reports, a DJ in Uganda was allegedly killed by partygoers for playing bad or boring music. The incident took place last week at a dance club in the Nebbi district, northern Uganda, where Jerry Okaworth, a part-time DJ and a student at a school in Uganda, was DJing. A mob of revelers at the venue suddenly became angry with Okaworth, apparently because he was not playing their favorite songs. And later, Okaworth was allegedly killed by the mob inside the venue. Nebbi resident District Commissioner William Bob Labeja spoke about the incident and blamed the venue's management for failing to protect the DJ from the angry crowd. As the head of security in the district, I will no longer allow any disco operators to conduct their businesses in the sub-county, and anybody who defies the directive will be prosecuted. All disco halls in all sub-counties must be closed because they're causing insecurity and redundancy among the youth. I don't know what that means. You could have just said, we're closing the discos because people are killing DJs. That would have been a reasonable response. Instead, you've confused me. And by the way, that's not the answer, just to close all the clubs. That's not the answer either. Not at all. Get some security to protect your DJs. That's what you do. Put them in a cage, like they're a reptile. Well, no, you could put, I don't know, put a bulletproof glass case around the DJ booth or something. Get some security guards out there. I don't know. There's got to be a better way than just closing all the discos everywhere. I mean, you got to be out of your mind for that. Some chairman of something said that this incident should have been prevented, citing a 2011 bylaw that halted the issuance of licenses for dance clubs to operate in the sub-county. We want all the local leaders to report those who defy the bylaw. So what are these clubs aren't allowed in this country at all since 2011? That's not cool. No wonder why they killed the DJ. These people are pissed that they have to dance like underground and with the fear of being arrested. Although you think with that kind of mentality, no, they should be very, very grateful that there's a DJ there, because obviously everybody there that's working is risking imprisonment. So if you're at a dance club in a place where you're not allowed to, a country that you're not supposed to be dancing, don't give the DJ some love. The DJ's taking time out of his school schedule to give you some tunes here to dance with. It's underground. Everybody's, on board with trying to keep this on the hush hush, Where's this anger coming from? This is just the most recent incident involving revelers attacking DJs, apparently. A similar situation occurred in 2014 when three Zimbabwean men assaulted a DJ for playing, quote, boring music, and they were charged with murder. I want to know what this boring music is. Can we get some definition on boring music? What do you define as boring music? I don't know. I'm going to ask you, weirdos. Can you ever see an incident where you would murder, strangle a DJ for playing? Here's what I'm sick of hearing certain songs, like Piano Man. Don't want to hear it ever again. I hear Piano Man, I could strangle a DJ. Yeah, that could be a thing. I've just heard it enough. I'm over it. There's a few songs that I've heard too many times. I don't want to hear them anymore. Margaritaville, not interested in it. Brown Eyed Girl, I'm done with it. Done with it. These songs have been played. They've gone into my ear sac. Do I have a sac in my ear? They've gone into my ear sac hundreds of thousands of times. I don't need to hear them again. I'll strangle you, DJ, if you play these songs in a row. But I'm also a reasonable person. I'll let you slide, DJ, if you just cut the song off in the middle. But they don't tell you what exactly the kind of music. I wish there was a clip of what the DJ was playing, and then we could all judge impartially, like whether or not this was an unreasonable thing to do, kill a DJ. Of course it's unreasonable. Crazy Uganda Zimbabweans, what are you doing down there? Strang over there, wherever that these places are. I'm an idiot. Hello, weirdos. It's Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. I got some really cool emails. Nakia Thompson sent me a photo of that Bigfoot in North Carolina that's in the woods that I said, is anybody near that thing? Take a photo. She actually did. She took it and sent it to me. It's so sweet. She said, it's only about 3.5 hours from me, so it was a good day trip. Weird little community up there in Mocksville, North Carolina, but everyone was nice, and they're definitely used to tourists coming by to see their, quote, Bigfoot. This thing is pretty cool looking too. I'll post that on my Instagram at Funny Jones if you guys want to see that. Oh, that's really funny. Loving it. Also, who else to email me? We got some people that were interested in this unconscious blood drawing story that I did yesterday. Megan Barnes says, "This is absolutely absurd. What right would any person have to take your blood fluids without your permission? This is no different than attempting to steal a man's semen while he's passed out." I agree. Also, since they would have to use a needle, I would assume that this would not only be an assault, but it would be assault with some type of weapon? Yeah, maybe. Also, what about bloodborne illnesses? Do they have it on film with them taking the individual's blood? Can they prove that there is no cross-contamination? In my mind, this guy's going to win a hell of a lot of money when he sues. Yeah, you're probably right about that. And then Melissa, who's one of my patrons, wrote in as well. Oh, and by the way, Megan is a patron as well. I love my patrons. God, my patrons are amazing. Melissa wrote in about the blood taking, unconscious consent. Absolutely not. If the court rules cops can do this, it opens an ugly can of worms in rape cases. Think of all the degenerates who were convicted of drugging women with ketamine and or getting them drunk and then raping them. This DUI decision could overturn those kinds of cases. What the hell? Yeah, I mean, we're hearing from, I mean, a lot of people have opinions on this. It's very controversial. I agree. So call in, reach out if you got an opinion on any of these stories. I love hearing from you guys. Most of you are smarter than me, so it's really good. You need to write me or call me, and so you keep me in check, because I say crazy shit and I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. So if you do want to call the show, you know the number, but here it is anyways: 646-450-2012. Or you can email me funnyjones@gmail.com, or if you prefer social media types of interactions, on Facebook, it's Comedian Jonesy. Twitter, it's @FunnyJones, and Instagram, also @FunnyJones. Please join the Patreon. Check it out. I posted some videos of little people being thrown yesterday. I know it's a little weird, especially if this is the first time you're ever listening to this. Why would he post videos of little people being thrown? Well, I did a story yesterday about dwarf tossing, which is a thing that's being banned in certain states. Apparently, by the way, banned in Florida. I'm surprised. So I posted some videos on there. A video of a little person on a television show condemning it. A video, a documentary about a little person who engages in it and supports it. So I show both sides of the story on there. And then I ask that you can weigh in on it. Write me a note on there. But the Patreon's cool because I do stuff like that. patreon.com/weirdafnews to find out more about that. Thanks so much for being a loyal listener of Weird AF News. Tell your friends about it if you feel like it.